You wanted to make a hen start laying. What might you put in her nest to fool her?
China egg.
Okay. And what did you use to carry water in?
Bucket.
Okay. Made out of
a pail.
What's the difference?
And it's the same thing.
What are they made
out of? I believe the pail, though, is made out of wood.
And the thing you'd carry the food out to the hogs in, you'd call that a...
Well, you call that a slop bucket.
Okay. Do you know anything about raising cotton?
No, I don't know anything about raising cotton, but I've seen it. I know that it looks like they're about to run it out of existence by experimenting, you know, on the growth of it. I noticed in coming, we went to Oklahoma not too long ago, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And in passing through there, coming down, seeing the fields, some of the cotton was that just that tall. And I remember having seen it up through the Delta, where it used it was famous for its cotton. You know, it was as tall as you are.
Where in the Delta did you teach?
In a little near Greenwood.
Well, that's really right in the Delta.
You're right in the Delta. Yeah. Used to, you know what he used to ride to school? A mule. I went to visit some friends up there. And they were making so much money. The overseer of the plantations, he really had to say whatever he said, you know. And the friends that I went to visit, her husband was over this plantation. For this white man, the owner. And she taught a school. She used to teach when she lived here. And she taught a school then. You know how many made her school? Five. And I taught a school. She persuaded me to stay up there. That's when I got out of the Catholic school. And I was teaching a school and had, I was just foolish. I did just like I did with this adult education work, added sewing and different things. You know, that's what the sisters used to teach you, along with your classes. They had a special day for doing artwork and sewing, things like that. And I thought I had to do the same thing. And the children left the other schools and came over to my school. I would go home and have 50 and more, you know, children. And you taught every class in one room. And she only had five to make her school up and got as much money as I got.
You know when you, talking about the cotton, when you get out with the hoe and you thin the cotton out, do you know what they say they're doing then when?
Thinning it out?
Okay. You never heard any special expression?
Chopping it. No, I've heard them make the expression, we're going to have to chop cotton tonight. Well, I imagine that's what they were doing then.
What about the kind of grass that grows up in the cotton field? Have you ever heard what sort of grass that is?
Oh, yes, but I don't remember now.
Say when you're going to get a field ready for planting, the first thing you have to do is break up the land.
Yes. Plow. Plow it up.
Do you ever hear of different kinds of plows?
I don't know much about the names of the utensils and things are used.
What about something that has teeth finer than a plow? It'll break up the little clods of dirt.